I spilled some coffee.
Let me think about it.
Woohoo! That's great news. Let's celebrate.
To the untrained ear, sounds like oops, and woohoo may seem like nonsense. But in English, these sounds carry a lot of meaning. We call them interjections, and the English language has hundreds of them. Interjections are informal sounds, words, or phrases that express the reactions or emotions of the speaker. There are interjections for nearly any feeling or response, such as excitement, happiness, surprise, or disappointment. Because there are so many English interjections, the best way to learn them is to hear how they're used. For example, if I accidentally spilled my coffee, my reaction would probably be one of regret. So, I might say, oops. Listen to how it is used.
Oops, I spilled some coffee, but don't worry, I'll clean it up.
We use oops to show regret for having done or said something wrong. It's like saying, I made a mistake. Native English speakers use interjections every day, and that includes everyone from babies to older adults. In fact, a baby's first word might be an interjection. A baby might say, ow or ouch when they touch something too hot, or yum when their food tastes delicious. But an adult might too. Interjections are used in spoken English, informal writing, and creative writing, including in books, films, and songs. You may remember American singer Britney Spears' most famous song, Oops, I Did It Again, in which she shows regret for breaking someone's heart. We do not use interjections in formal writing, such as essays or research papers. And we usually avoid them in professional messages, such as business letters or emails. Yet, their informal status does not make them any less useful of a communication tool. Even respected dictionaries now include their meanings. There are two types of interjections, primary and secondary. Primary interjections are individual words and sounds that are used only as interjections. They have no other meanings or uses, such as the words from earlier in our program, oops, woo-hoo, ow, ouch, and yum. Secondary interjections are words or phrases that already belong to other parts of speech, such as boy, awesome, and oh my God. These words all have separate meanings as interjections. For example, the original meaning of the word boy is male child. But as an interjection, its meaning is completely different. It is used to express a strong reaction, such as interest or surprise. Here's an example.
My cat destroyed my roommate's favorite plant. Boy, was he mad! But I promised to replace it by Sunday.
Using the interjection boy brings attention to the extent of the roommate's anger. Even though interjections are informal, they are parts of speech. They can be nouns, verbs, or adverbs. Here is an interjection as a noun.
Baloney! That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard!
Using the word baloney is a direct and somewhat confrontational way of saying, I don't agree with that. As a verb,
get out! The tickets sold out in 15 minutes? That's impossible.
Get out means I don't believe it and is usually used in a friendly way. And as an adverb.
I can't make it today. I have a meeting at 5 p.m.
Simply means no, but is usually used to emphasize a negative answer to a question, request, or offer. But be careful not to mistake with an interjection that sounds and looks similar, but has the opposite meaning. It means yes. It can also be used to show that you agree or understand. Here's an example.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel the same way.
Interjections do not follow usual English rules of punctuation. They mostly have no relationship to other parts of a sentence. So, they are usually written separately and followed by an exclamation point or a period. This is because their meanings alone can often express a complete thought. Earlier in the program, for example, we told you that oops means I made a mistake. That is a complete thought, so it does not need to be part of a sentence. Still, we can follow some interjections with a comma. You could, for example, write, oops, I spilled some coffee, with a comma following oops instead of a period or exclamation point. The punctuation usually depends on the emotion you are expressing. To show excitement, we usually use an exclamation point after an interjection, which keeps it separate from sentences. Okay, now let's learn a few more common interjections. If something is generally unpleasant, whether in appearance, taste, or smell, you can say yuck, ew, ick, or blech. If you want to say something tastes or smells good, you can use mmm or yum. If you are frustrated or upset about something, you might say ugh or arg. One thing to note, different parts of the United States may use different interjections. Listen again to the example with baloney.
Baloney! That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
The word baloney is most common in the northeastern United States. And other forms of English, such as British English, share only some interjections with American English.